peace through travel and tourism? Of course, if there is something like a peace industry, it would be travel and tourism. However, this does not mean the industry is without mistakes or unhealthy developments. Tourism has different faces. There is a huge bandwidth in between, from all-inclusive hotel corporations with little contact with the local population except hotel employees to intensive initiatives focused on cultural exchange to learn from each other. Especially in times when many of us live in a parallel world, in an illusion of being close despite living in different cultures, climate zones, political circumstances, etc., this illusion is called the internet, which, ultimately, often produces misunderstandings. Think about it. Tourism is much more than selling tickets or hotel vouchers, etc. When one learns about another country, the country can be smelled, tasted, and felt. It needs human interactivity, intercultural understanding and exchange, interreligious dialogue and exchange, understanding and acceptance of different values and priorities. Many years ago, Louis D'Amour created the International Institute for Peace through Tourism IIPT with much time, expertise, love, and money. I am honored to be a member of the advisory board of IIPT. We need to see how the industry and media will develop and accept it in the following years after he has given the institute to others. I intend to find players and investors to create a network of bodies that do not yet exist within the travel and tourism industry. Some initiatives have been taken here and there, resulting in pipe creepers. We need a digital umbrella organization, just a little administration, that covers all segments of the industry and all sizes of companies and services, from large hotel chains, airlines, and cruise lines to tour operators in Europe, destination management companies around the globe, and travel agents elsewhere, whether they are in Cambodia, Honduras, Albania, Djibouti, or the Fiji Islands. A free-of-charge basic membership to show the world how large the industry is. It probably is the world's largest employer, with around 14 million companies and 400 million employees, who probably feed up to 1 billion people. The advantage and disadvantages of the travel and tourism industry go hand in hand. Maybe 80% or more are family-owned, small and medium enterprises, and even one-man shows, tour guides, who often are the real ambassadors of their destination, etc. There are many national and international associations for this and that in tourism, but compared to other industries, energy, raw materials, weapons, etc., tourism does not have the voice it deserves. We also should not be naive and believe the real big players in politics and finance give a cent for other industries and interests than theirs. However, even if we have no chance, we need to do so. We need to give the responsibility for peace to the world's most significant employer. To be able to do so, a body is needed. I intend to find players to help initiate an international chamber of travel and tourism to promote trust in trade and peace across borders. The first website explains the basic idea and is available online. ICTT Travel, International Chamber of Travel and Tourism, Promoting Trust and Trade and Peace Across Borders. The International Chamber of Travel and Tourism, ICTT, is a new digital ecosystem for anyone involved in the travel and tourism industry to meet online and exchange ideas, communicate, trade between each other, seek or offer advice and information, recruitment and training, industry intelligence and analysis, technology offerings, etc. The initiative already started some time ago but was interrupted by the COVID pandemic and its development in the tourism industry. Further, we need an international, or world, tourism development bank owned by a global and neutral political body in charge of the funds to build this bank. The first steps are on the way. Further, an international travel and tourism industry court is needed. Also, and to come back to the initial question, an industry association supporting the initial ideas of IIPT, like an International Association for Peace through Travel and Tourism. IAPTT will not compete with IIPT, it is just an addition. IAPTT.org registered. All those should back up and strengthen the industry vis-a-vis global politics, especially in the current times when the geopolitical map is being reorganized, and it should show the industry itself, the government, and the world the importance of this of our industry by giving the responsibility for peace through travel and tourism to its members, too. In March 2019, Dr. Taleb Rifai, former UNWTO Secretary General, knocked on my shoulder during an evening event of the Nepali Ministry of Tourism during ITB in Berlin. He stated, "I know you. I don't recall your name, but I know your face, and I know what you are doing. You can imagine that it was a real honor for me." I explained this idea to him, which was stopped 1 year later because of the travel limitations of COVID worldwide. I explained my vision, and he stated that as chairman of the advisory board of IIPT, the industry needs this vision to become true. It is important. Please continue. When I can help, contact me anytime. He gave me his direct contact details. I was honored once more. iturbonews.com